Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Whether it's bad jokes or facts, usually I just get eye rolls from my co-host when it comes to Dave's World.
I have to say, it all changed yesterday, Dave.
Sure, I was
listening to you for the whole segment.
It's never happened before.
I didn't just zone out or start to go online and read news articles.
Okay, so basically it was music factoids. And I finished by saying I would tell you the answer to this. Who was discovered in 2004 on MySpace?
You can find him.
The strange thing is, even though it's the worst Nokia on earth that it was videoed on and was put up on the internet in 2004.
It's like something that you'd send to the front line in World War II.
But I think you'd still know who that singer is. It's Adele. Adele was discovered through that video that was on MySpace, and eventually when record labels were made aware of the video, she was snapped up based on that.
Is she playing the guitar in that clip?
She's playing the guitar and singing in that clip.
What age is she?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and check her.
What does she look?
Literally looks like a teenager sitting beside in a terrible flat on a stool, playing the guitar and singing, but she sounds amazing. More music factoids, and thank you to everybody who's been sending me these. Someone says, remember Britney and the snake, Dave?
Mm.
Remember she had the snake around her neck? It gave her a rash, and they had to, in rehearsals, and they had to cover it up with loads of makeup on the actual performance. I think it was
gross.
The MTV Video Music Awards.
Snake rash.
Loads
Nobody
of Britney stuff. Dave, I heard the British Navy play Britney songs to scare away Somali pirates. This is true. Danielle sent that in. Oops, I Did It Again and Baby One More Time are played at really loud volumes, and Somali pirates apparently have a really strong dislike for Western culture and females in pop music in particular, and they tend to be scared off by the Britney music.
That sounds like total rubbish.
It's not, I feel like, because I checked it. It is true. They do.
Well, so the pirates with the Kalashnikovs are on the boat coming over to you, and you start playing Britney and they go, ah!
If they have a choice of, if they have a choice of boats, they'll choose another one. That's what it is. Britney also famously turned down Rihanna's umbrella, and she turned down Lady Gaga's telephone. But again, because of the internet, I can bring you the demo of Britney singing Lady Gaga's telephone. Like, yeah, I mean, I suppose you probably make millions of those decisions during your career, and then sometimes they go wrong.
I'm amazed at how similar it is. I would have thought, I thought there was more Lady Gaga in that song, but actually it was practically there.
Yeah. So there's a guy called Max Martin. He wrote all the Britney's big hits and all stuff for Backstreet Boys and everything like that. But some of this, he's Swedish, and English isn't his first language. He speaks it very well, but it's not his first language. And some of the mixed up translations have become like the biggest hits in the world. So Hit Me Baby One More Time, he thought Hit Me meant Call Me. So he meant the song was meant to be like Call Me Baby One More Time. And he was like, we'll say Hit Me because that's what cool American kids say. And everyone was like, what? No, it isn't. And also, when he wrote the lyrics to Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way, their biggest hit ever, the people in the record label went, this doesn't really make any sense. We don't like the lyrics, so we're going to change it. And Backstreet Boys actually re-recorded the song with the updated Jive Records staff lyrics, which are so way worse. And even the chorus they chant.
No goodbyes. No goodbyes. What was wrong with Tell Me Why?
Yeah, well, like, this was the thing. They just thought when they kind of went through the lyrics, they went, this sounds like it's written by someone who doesn't speak English properly. And I'm just like, no. They just went, Backstreet Boys just went, no, we're recording the proper one.
But sure, all lyrics are, don't mean anything.
Okay, Cake by the Ocean by DNCE.
Yeah.
Again, Swedish songwriters, when they were out with the band having a laugh and dinner and stuff, they came up in conversation. They thought Cake by the Ocean was Sex on the Beach. And then they went, we have to write a song called Cake by the Ocean. And that's where we got it from. So this kind of multilingual stuff is brilliant. Mike Nesmith from the band The Monkees, if you ever watched them on Saturday mornings, if you're old enough, his mother invented Tippex.
What?
Yeah, she formed the liquid paper company. When he was 13, she invented that and sold it to Gillette in 1979 for $48 million. Like, unbelievable. And Lachlan, who works upstairs in the production studio, said, Dave, did you know that Charlie Chaplin wrote the original music to Smile, a song which was made famous by Nat King Cole and Michael Jackson? He composed most of his own movie scores, and so did Clint Eastwood. I did not know that about Clint Eastwood.
No, I did not.
And finally, I want to blow your minds with this, right? So you know the Madonna song, Ray of Light. It's a cover from a song in the 70s by somebody called, and let me get the name right because it's weird, Curtis Muldoon, who had this song, or it was a band actually, someone Curtis and Clive Muldoon.
Zephyr in the sky at night, I wonder, do your tears of morning sink beneath the sun?
So I had no idea that was a cover.
No, let's hear more of it.
There's not much.
No, that's gone. Oh, God, this is the Muldoon's big moment.
No chance. But things like Torn by Natalie Imbruglia is a cover. Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper is a cover. There's loads of them. But thank you, everybody, for sending me your factoids. It was loads came in on Instagram and stuff yesterday, Dave Today FM, and that's so appreciated. I might have to bring it back again, maybe once a month or something like this.
Yeah, not for a while. No, I think okay. We're done now.
More, you don't want more tomorrow? No,
nah,
fine.
You're grand.
Fine.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.